the latest blockbusters in comfort and style. From action-packed adventures to heartwarming rom-com, we've got the perfect movie for you. Grab your snacks and get your tickets now. Levy Cinemas, entertainment for everyone. Find us in Lusaka along Church Road at the Levy Mall. Levy Cinemas, experience the big screen.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Taylash. Let's take a look at the headlines. ZPPA suspends briquet general dealers. Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia commends LCC's introduction of digital payments. In foreign news, 8 students arrested after deadly Kenyan school fire. And in sports, South African journalist questions Mwene's impact on Williams form. Now the news in detail. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting information that was not genuine in a tender for the provision of horticultural and landscaping services to Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. ZPPA Principal Officer Public Relations Inutu Mushambatwa says in April 2026, ZPPA instituted an investigation following a complaint from Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. Ms. Mushambatwa says ZPPA established that briquet general dealers submitted 3 reference letters that were not genuine in the said tender. The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, say it believes there was a deliberate plan by some government officials to prevent the party from filing in its presidential and general election nominations. In a press briefing held in Lusaka, PEP presidential candidate Engineer Chanda Katotowe and running mate Sean Tembo alleged that unauthorized changes were made to the party's records at the Registrar of Societies under the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security. The party has since described the incident as a calculated move aimed at blocking its participation in the 2026 general elections and has questioned why some UPND parliamentary candidates went unopposed after PEP candidates allegedly failed to file nominations. It adds on to say it engaged both local and international stakeholders, including the president, in a bid to resolve the matter and ensure its candidates filed in the nominations.
We wish to categorically state that this unauthorized alteration of our party records to prevent us from filing in our nomination is not about political gimmicking. It is not about mingalato. It is about brazen and shameless criminality. This is crime, pure and simple. It is simply just crime. We wish to promise those government officials that have been involved in this criminality that we shall hold you accountable at the right time. This prompted us to write to the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, on 22nd May 2026, requesting for his intervention. Unfortunately, we wish to confirm that to date there has been no response.
The Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has commended the Lusaka City Council's move to introduce digital payment systems across its services, saying it will help reduce cases of pilferage and improve accountability within the council. Association National Coordinator Sydney Mbewe says the initiative will enhance transparency as eliminating cash handling will make it easier to trace and account for all revenue collected. However, Mr. Mbewe has advised the council to also prepare for the challenges that may come with such a major transition, urging authorities not to focus only on implementation, but also on addressing any operational difficulties that may arise. He further says the migration will help improve monitoring of payments at bus stations, bringing order and discipline, as drivers who do not comply with payment requirements will be denied access.
The announcement by the Lusaka City Council that it will be migrating from cash to digital payment systems within all its facilities and also connecting all its incomes to that system will provide accountability and transparency in which the manner the Lusaka City Council mobilizes its funds. As you are aware, most councils have been accused of not being able to account for most of the money that it accumulates and most of it going to council employees. I think this announcement it has made should have worked around all these challenges that is going to face. Not just a matter of announcing that it's going to go digital. It must also be able to move to digital payment systems and able to resolve the challenges that come with digital payment systems.
The Tonse Pamozi Alliance says it has taken note of the petition seeking the disqualification of more than 100 independent parliamentary candidates from the August 13, 2026 general elections. The Alliance says while they fully respect the right of citizens to seek legal remedies and the independence of the judiciary, they are concerned by a growing trend of attempting to set up political contests in courtrooms rather than at polling stations. It says many of the affected independent candidates are on the ballot because citizens in their constituencies endorsed them and signed their nomination papers after they were not adopted by political parties.
Leaders be chosen by voters or removed before voters have an opportunity to decide. That's a very important question. Tonse Pamozi Alliance believes democracy is strengthened by greater choice, broader participation, and fair competition. Strong democracies trust their citizens. As this matter proceeds, we urge all institutions to uphold both the Constitution and the democratic principle that sovereignty belongs to the people. Power belongs to the people. Let candidates campaign, let voters decide, let democracy prevail. Not manipulations through the courts of law.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has filed a petition in the Constitutional Court seeking a declaration that Socialist Party President candidate Dr. Fred Membe's running mate, Dolly Banda, does not possess a grade 12 certificate or its equivalent as required under Articles 101E, 110(2) and 266 of the Constitution. Mr. Mwanza is also seeking a declaration that Ms. Banda's nomination for the August 13th, 2026 general elections is invalid. The petitioner further argues that the nomination of Dr. Fred Membe as president should also be declared invalid because the presidential ticket is joint and inseparable under Articles 110 of the Constitution. He is seeking a court order under Article 52(6)(b) disqualifying Dr. Membe and Ms. Banda from participating in the presidential election scheduled for August 13, 2026. According to the petition, the Cambridge OCR General Certificate of Secondary Education obtained by Ms. Banda in 1978 is not equivalent to a Grade 12 certificate. Mr. Mwanza has cited the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ as the third respondent and the Attorney General as the fourth respondent. We take a break.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
students have been arrested over a suspected arson attack at a Kenyan girls' boarding school that killed 16 students and injured 79.